We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Dalid. We're up to paragraph Tes. So far we've been talking about a few. The last paragraph we had was quite deep. Rav Nosson Zal spoke about the topic of Kores versus Keser. And we're dealing with the topic of Zman and Lamala Min Hazman. And Rav Nosson Zal introduced the story of the seven Betlers. And especially the first Betler, the blind Betler who can't see and has the greatest memory of all, when he's compared to the other eight Zekanim, the other eight elders, each one of them presents how knowledgeable they are, how far back they remember, and each one of them is incredible. They're very high levels. But then after all of them finished, the Betler says, I remember everything you remember, and I remember nothing. And we see that he's a completely different league than all of them. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is going to delve into again in the learning we're going to do today. He's going to once again tie together the topic of Mila with the discussion in Sipurei Maaseis. So let's try to concentrate, really, because according to the Zohar HaKadosh, when a person learns Kabbalah, 1 hour of Kabbalah is like 30 days of learning Nigla of Torah, of learning Gemara with Tosfos, etc. So here again, the kind of learning we're doing today, this isn't literally learning Kabbalah, but it's bordering on that. It's certainly a taste of that. And if a person concentrates and gets it on their level, it's not just an hour learning. It's much, much more than that. Paragraph Tes, v'ze b'chinas chituch u'priya. Now we're going to understand, based on what we're learning, we're going to understand the two steps in the Bris Mila. Chituch, the cutting away, the removal of the force, the orla that gets cut off. And priya is tearing a certain membrane there and folding over the skin, not cutting it off, not tearing it away, just tearing it in order to allow to be able to fold it over. Ve'isa bekavonus, it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, shaydei chatichas ho'orlo mevatlin hasholosh klipois hatmeos legamri. Through the first step in the Bris Mila, we get rid of, we eliminate the three klipois that are totally impure, that are all bad. These three klipois are mentioned in the vision that Yecheskel HaNavi saw of the throne of Hashem. We're approaching the holiday of Shavuos. In the Haftorah that we read on the holiday of Shavuos is called Maisa Merkava. It's this vision that Yecheskel HaNavi had of the throne of Hashem and the angels. And there he mentions these three klipois, which are called Onon Godol, Ruach Sa'ara, and Eish Mislakachas. These are three forces of Tumah that are considered to be completely evil. Tumeyos legamri. Valide ha-priya, and through the second step of the Bris Mila, which is the priya, mevatlin klipas noiga. We eliminate the klipa called noiga, which is a fourth klipa, shehi mo'irav toivora, which is a klipa that's a combination of good and bad. Shelefamim nechlelas bigdusha, noiga sometimes can be brought into the kedusha, and sometimes chas v'shalom it goes the other way. Ushtei bechinois elu nas nal yidei hazik. So now Rav Nosson Zal mentioned that through the two steps in the Bris Mila procedure, we address both of these areas. We address the set of klipois that are all bad, and we also address the klipa of noiga. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ushtei bechinois elu nas nal yidei hazikenim akdoishmanal," and this is accomplished through those elders, those holy elders that are discussed in the story of the seven Betlers on that first day, where the Iver, the blind Betler, meets these eight elders. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki klal ha-shmoyna zekeinim anal kulam heim bechina achas keneged ha-zokein ho-elyoin mikulam shehu o-iver hanal shehu bechina shnia gavoya mikulam legamri. all 8 elders that are discussed there, for our purposes now, we're going to look at them as one unit. The 8 Zakenim are one unit. The blind Betler is a second unit. And he's on a much, much higher level than all 8 of them. Ki afal pi shegam kol elu hashmoneh zakenim hakdoshim yesh bahem chilukim harbe, because even though those 8 elders that are mentioned there are very different from each other, each one is on a completely different level than the other one. Ki kol echod gavoya mechaveroi harbe. Each, as we proceed there, we start from the lowest one. When we get to the one above him, the one above him is much, much higher than him. Ad shehakoton neged hagodol mimenu nechshav kenekuda bialma, to the point where the one below, compared to the one above him, he's considered like a dat, a nekuda. Kimuvan lemeivin umaskil, as is known to those who are familiar with Sifrei Kabbalah, that when we speak about different levels of Kedusha, the level above usually is way, way, way above the level below, to the point that even if the level below is something very great and high, it's a very bright light, compared to the one above it, it's considered like a dot, nothing more. V'chein hasheni keneged hashlishi. And so too the second level compared to the one above it, to the third level also. The second one is like a dot in comparison to the one above it. V'chulu, etc. And still, afal pikein, despite that, despite the fact that between them there's millions of miles, despite that, kulam heim bebechina achas keneged ho'iver ho'elyon mikulam. All 8 of them can be lumped together. We can put them all in one basket compared to the blind Betler. Ki rak hu hispoiras atzmoi shekol hoilam eno iletz loy keherafayim. Because it was only that blind Betler who prided himself saying that the whole world doesn't mean anything to him at all. It's zero. It's like a blink of an eye to him. V'alkein, and because of that, because he was able to negate the whole physical world to such a degree, zocho letachlis shoyresh hazikorim, he was zocho to the highest possible level of memory, ad shehu lemala mehazikorim, to the point where he went above the whole arena of memory, ve'enoi zocher klal. And he doesn't remember at all, meaning the term remember doesn't apply to him. He is above the concept of time completely. There's no present, past, future by him. He's above all of that. He's in a place where there's all oneness. So 1,000 years ago and today by him is all one. It's not a matter of somebody else who has to, let me think, let me see if I can remember that phone number. By him it's got nothing. He's way, way above that. Ki nichlal be'ein soif betachlis shleimus habitul she'ein shleimus achrov. Because this Betler has been privileged to plug into, to merge with Hashem's infinite light and to nullify himself totally to Hashem's infinite light, to perfection, to complete perfection. V'alkein, and therefore, zeh hazokein hu bechina b'fnei atzmoi. Therefore, this elder, this blind Betler, is in his own category, totally. Meroimam venizgov mikol hashmoin ezekeinam anal, completely apart and above those other 8. She'adayin nishar lohem eze mashehu demashu mebechinas hazman, whereby those 8, there still exists some concept of time. There still is some concept of time playing a role in and guiding how far back they can remember, etc. V'yafal pisha hu dak min adak, even though it's the finest level of time, you know, she'enoi nitpas b'moyach klal, which is something which we can't understand at all. It's so far above our comprehension, the level that those 8 zakenim are on. Afal pikin, despite that, me'achar sha'adayin lo yizochu letachlis habitul shel ho'iver ho'elyon mikulam, since they did not yet achieve the level of beetle that blind Betler achieved, who was above all of them, kulam heim bebechina achas kenegdoi, we can lump all of them together. We consider them all as one group. They're the lower group, even though they're billions of times higher than any tzaddikim we know about. Still, compared to the Iver, we can refer to them as they're A and he's B. Ki afal pi sheyesh beinayim chilukim rabim, gavoya me'al gavoya ve'gavoya me'al gavoya, because even though there are major differences between each one of those eight, and each one is infinitely higher than the one below him, vafilu hakoton shebekulam, and even the lowest one of the eight, Noira v'nizgav moed b'kdushosoi, is on an incredible high level of holiness, she'ein shchiach kamoisoi, where such tzaddikim are not the norm at all. They're not prevalent. We don't know of such tzaddikim just about. Kimuvan lamaskil, as anyone who reads about this and hears the kind of level we're talking about can understand. Mikolshkin, how much more so? Hagavoyimen, the one who's higher than him. You could imagine how high up he is. Mikolshkin ashlishin, how much even more so the third one? Afal pikin, still. Me'achar shegam hagavoya mikulam shehu hashmini adayin nishar shleimus achrov, since even when we go up the ladder all the way to number eight, to the top one of that set, still by him there still remains a level that he has not yet achieved, which is shehu shleimus habitul betachlus habitul she'en lamalim imenu, which is total perfection of bitul, the ability to nullify oneself completely, Tashem's infinite light, shehu habitul shel ha'iver, which is the kind of bitul that the blind betler achieved. Al kein, therefore, kol hashmoina zekenim lebechina achas kenegdoi, the eight that are below the blind betler can be put into one category compared to him. Dahainu, meaning shekenegdoi kulam einam bishleimus habitul, meaning that compared to the blind betler, all of those eight have not yet achieved perfect betul, total betul. Afal pi shekedushosam sogva v'yotzmamoid, even though their holiness is on a very high level. V'hu, whereas the blind betler, Bechina b'fneiatzmoi, is a completely different being. He's in a totally different category than them. Me'achar shezocho letachlis shleimus habitul she'ein shleimus achrov, because of the fact that he did achieve perfection of bitul, whereby a human being cannot go any further in bitul, cannot achieve any higher level of bitul to the infinite light than this blind betler achieved.